Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to our two-day hearing on the FTC's approach to consumer privacy. We are so excited for this event. Over the past few years, we have seen technology develop that was nearly unimaginable only a few decades ago. Tiny computers sit in our pockets and funnel news, messages, and more our way. Smart speakers do our bidding. Other smart devices unlock our doors, set our thermostats, and turn out the lights. Robots powered by artificial intelligence are becoming commonplace on factory floors, and self-driving cars are on the streets of Pittsburgh, Boston, Las Vegas, and San Francisco. What unifies these remarkable inventions is what fuels them: data. We live in an age of truly amazing technological changes powered by data. But along with the enormous benefits of data-driven innovations comes a certain degree of risk. News stories highlight troubling privacy practices on a regular basis, whether it's allegations of surreptitious recording by Internet of Things devices, inadvertent exposure of health information, or the sharing of personal data beyond consumers' authorization. Have we become inured to these privacy incidents? Not at all. In the face of these disclosures, consumers report that they do care about their privacy and that they value the ability to control what information is collected about them and who can get that data. These concerns arise from the recognition that privacy violations can cause a range of real harms, including fraudulent charges on credit cards, safety risks, reputational injury, and unwanted intrusion into people's homes and the intimate details of their lives. And ultimately, that's why we are here today. Together with the public comment process that we started last summer, this hearing marks one of the Commission's most extensive efforts to engage the public on data privacy issues since the Commission issued its comprehensive privacy report in 2012. These hearings are part of a greater effort by the FTC to stay abreast of new and emerging technologies as they rapidly evolve. The FTC has long been the cop on this particular beat. Over the past two decades, we've brought hundreds of cases, conducted over 70 workshops, and issued about 50 reports to help protect consumers' privacy. Our work over the last year demonstrates the FTC's approach to consumer privacy, vigorous enforcement with every tool that we have. For example, in February, we announced a settlement that includes the largest civil penalty the Commission has ever obtained under COPPA. Last fall, we obtained a $3 million civil penalty under the FCRA against a company whose automated decision-making tool provided inaccurate data to property managers, resulting in denial of housing. We've used our Section 5 authority to challenge false claims about compliance with the EU-US Privacy Shield and to stop purveyors of fake pay stubs that identity thieves use to get jobs and housing in other people's names. We brought privacy cases against a revenge porn site, a mobile phone manufacturer, a peer-to-peer payment service, and an apps-based ride service. We've also filed two advocacy comments, announced five public events, issued a staff report on privacy injuries, and issued a notice of proposed rulemaking to help military personnel get free credit reports. As this list of accomplishments demonstrates, the FTC has done a remarkable job to protect consumers' privacy with the tools and the resources at our disposal. But we must do more. We need to continue evaluating privacy risks as they evolve. What approach will protect consumers' privacy interests while fostering innovation and competition that has brought us so many benefits? That brings us back to the agenda for this hearing. Over the next 2 days, you will hear from dozens of leading experts from government, academia, business, and policy shops who have thought deeply about these issues. Today, we begin with a conversation about the goals of privacy. What exactly are the harms that we are trying to address? And what are the countervailing considerations, like the effect on innovation and competition? We will then turn to the data risk spectrum. Panelists will evaluate what makes data sensitive, whether privacy protections should depend on such classifications, and how effective are techniques to de-identify that data. After lunch, we will hear from my colleague, Commissioner Phillips, who will share his thoughts about the Commission's privacy work. We will then discuss consumer demand and expectations for privacy, as well as whether and how companies respond or should respond to such demands. And we will round out today's session with a two-part discussion about current approaches to privacy. Panelists will discuss, compare, and contrast U.S. and international privacy laws and self-regulatory frameworks. As policymakers consider privacy legislation, the panelists will consider what such a law might look like. Tomorrow, we will explore pros and cons of possible frameworks for protecting consumer privacy. The first panel will examine the role of notice and choice. Panelists will explore the various roles that notice and choice play in the current marketplace, as well as consider limitations on the effectiveness of notice and choice and offer ideas for addressing them. The second panel will analyze the role of access, deletion, and correction. Panelists will address the costs and benefits of providing these types of tools and will share their experience of how consumers use them. Commissioner Slaughter will provide her views about the FTC's privacy work, and then a panel will share views about what makes firms accountable for their privacy practices and whether policymakers should attempt to improve accountability from within organizations. Finally, two sets of panelists will discuss whether the FTC has an adequate toolkit for protecting consumer privacy, covering topics such as the use of our existing authorities, as well as the need for new resources. We are excited to get this discussion started. But first, I want to thank the 50 panelists for participating in this event. We greatly appreciate your willingness to share your insights and your expertise. And I want to thank Jim Trilling, who you saw up here moments ago, his colleagues Alyssa Gilson and Jared Ho, for leading the planning of this hearing. And I also want to thank my many other FTC colleagues from the Division of Privacy and Identity Protection, the Bureau of Consumer Protection more generally, the Bureau of Economics, the Office of Policy Planning, the Office of Public Affairs, and the Office of the Executive Director, who have worked so hard together to produce this event. Finally, thank you to everyone who is attending in person or watching online via our live webcast. We appreciate the opportunity to engage the public on this important topic, and I hope you enjoy the hearings. Have a great day.